Welcome, everyone. Welcome on the call tonight. But before we go into our prayer, let's welcome the Holy Spirit tonight. Let's welcome the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Let's cover ourselves in the blood. Let's cover ourselves in the blood. In the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome to the call tonight. Welcome. Welcome to Supernatural House of Prayer tonight. Welcome. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Father God, this night I come. I come before you, O Lord God. Father, if I have sinned against you, I ask you to forgive me, Lord. Forgive me from all my sins and my unrighteousness. Father, I want to be clean before you. I want to be clean and I want to hear what you have to say while we are praying tonight. Father, I come tonight and I want you to see the blood of Jesus. So I cover myself in the blood. Your words are clear that there's life in your blood. There's life in the blood. And because there's life in the blood, I come tonight and I want you to see your blood cover me. I believe that your name is Jesus. I believe that you are the Son of God, Jesus. I believe you came to earth and you died. I believe that you're the second Adam. I believe I got up this morning with a song on my heart. I see you, Jesus. I see you, Jesus. I see you, Jesus. And tonight I said, I see you, Lord Jesus. Come into my life now. Cleanse me now from the head to the toe. Let me be your use, be fit for your use. I speak tonight without an interpretation. So I'm building up myself. Holy Spirit, I welcome you tonight. Holy Spirit, come now and speak through me. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will work through me as an unclean vessel, but because I'm covered with the blood of Jesus, you can come and you could speak through me. My body tonight is your body. My life tonight is your life. So come and speak through me. Speak that I may be able to hear and I may be able to release what you have said, and that I won't be releasing it in lies or trying to manipulate her. My God, I just want you to be on the forefront. So tonight I come and I hide myself now behind your cross so that you can come forward and you can be glorified. Come forward and be glorified. Hide myself now behind the cross. You see, Jesus, you're not on the cross anymore. I read this week where you're sitting at the right hand of the Father. And I see where you gave me and all the other individuals who want that key. You gave them the keys to your kingdom. I come tonight boldly to your throne. And I thank you for forgiving me. I thank you for leading me and guiding me into all truth. Heavenly Father, now I move back and I let you come now and I let you minister to your people. I will only say what you want me to say. I will only do what you want me to do. So I yield myself to you now in the name that is above every single name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Open my eyes. I open my eyes. I open my eyes. I open my eyes. Wow. I just forget that there was someone I was supposed to send the invitation to. Odamasi Kishi Ramanda, please forgive me. One second. I open my eyes. Heavenly Father, I pray. Oh, let your supernatural begins. Halaboy. Kirimi kimandeleki. I open my eyes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let me send this to this person. The Spirit of God is heavy here tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Kumbilimande karamango ichi. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I give you praise and I give you worship. I give you praise and I give you worship. I open my eyes. I open my eyes. And I want to say, I love you, Nadine. And if you can open up your mic, I would want to talk to you for a moment. And Nadine,
Good morning. Hi, good evening.
how are you?
All is well.
All is well.
All is well.
How can I agree in prayer with you tonight? Because when I open my eyes, I see distress. I see confusion. I see cries out to God. I see where you need a breakthrough. And you're saying, Lord, have mercy. So how can I tonight stand in the gap with you that you may be able to see breakthrough from an eye?
Hallelujah. You're correct. You're seeing a lot of confusion, a lot of travailing, a lot of God, I've done everything humanly possible to obey your word, to walk in your statutes, yet I'm not seeing your promises. It's been a
And
long, long
I can't
journey.
hear you. I
Oh,
cannot
I'm
hear.
so sorry. I'm so sorry. Let me
I
put my
cannot.
phone
No, don't be
closer.
sorry. That's okay. I cannot hear you. I cannot hear you that well. So I'd like for
Is
you
this
to, I would
better?
like for you to, I'd like for you to speak in your phone, and
Yes.
God is going to do a supernatural in your life tonight. I don't know how you hear about how, somebody told you about what's going on tonight, and you
Yes,
were
I was
able to come on
invited.
and,
Yes. Yes, I was. Somebody invited me on, and I jumped on the moment. Because I've been seeking God. I don't know if he's speaking and I'm just not hearing, but my heart is
Wow.
failing.
I want you to put your hand up in the just, it's just a form of saying, Father, I just give it all to you. So when you lift your hands, and I'm over here in my location, agreeing with you in prayer, because you see, it's a supernatural. When we come online for the supernatural, not our will, but by the will of God. So when we come for the needs of the people. We do not come because of our own, because we know anything. We come relying on the Holy Spirit to move on behalf of His people. So I was praying, and as I opened my eyes was just right there on you. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, you are our Father. You are not phony. You're not a God that you can lie. You're a God that knows everything about us. You're a God that speaks when it's time to speak. You're a God that knows
Hallelujah.
to shut up when it's time to shut up. You're a God of the supernatural. You're a God.
Hallelujah.
that knows how to touch. So tonight, God, we come based on your word, Matthew 18, 18 to 20. I agree with your daughter tonight. And I come into every crevice, every corner, every single thing, every place in your body, in your mouth, in your eyes, in your ear, in your knees, in your hands, in your belly. Just touch. Just start touching every single weir in your brain, in your mind, because your mind is like just confused. And just touch your mind. Just touch your mind. And let your
Hallelujah,
heart. Let
hallelujah.
your heart
Thank
minister to your
you,
mind.
Lord.
We need breakthrough right now, Father. Let she feel your touch, oh Father God. Let she come into your presence, oh Father God, and know only you, Father, can touch. There you go. There you go.
Thank you, Lord.
You're gonna feel that warm
Hallelujah.
presence all over your body.
Thank you,
That
Jesus.
is
Thank you,
the
Jesus.
anointing
Thank
of the Holy
you.
Ghost.
Hallelujah.
And that is Jesus. That is
Thank
Jesus.
you,
Just breathe it in.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Breathe
Lord.
in the spirit of the living God. Fire of the living God. Fire of the living God. Touch. Touch. I pray. Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. By his stripes, she is healed.
Thank
Hallelujah.
you.
Oramande keleba.
Amen.
Tekolemanda.
Nishote
Keleba tokebo. Remakala mokilaba. I want you to study Romans 12. I want you to make Romans 12 be your guide. I beseech you,
Hallelujah.
therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice,
Hallelujah.
holy and acceptable unto God, which is your
Hallelujah.
reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world. But ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may able to be proved what is good and acceptable in the perfect will of God.
Thank you, Yeshua.
In the mighty name
Hallelujah.
of Jesus Christ, let that scripture
Hallelujah.
go in. Let that scripture use that when the enemy comes and want to mess with your mind, use the scripture and speak life over your body.
Hallelujah.
Speak life over your mind. Speak. There is a scripture.
Thank you, Lord.
Proverbs 18, 21. Proverbs 18, 21. Don't say anything negative, anything. When negative words try to come up out of your mouth, reverse it with the word of God. The word of God is life.
Glory, glory,
Word of
glory.
God is powerful. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is peace. The word of God is righteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Get up, Nadine. Get up and put your hand up in the air and give him
Hallelujah.
praise.
Glory to God.
Give him
Hallelujah.
Yulabasando, give him praise. Give him praise. Give him
Hallelujah.
words.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Give him praise.
Yeshua,
Praise him out of your grave clothes. Praise him out of
Mashiach.
your grave clothes. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
In the
hallelujah.
mighty name
You
of
are God all
Jesus.
by yourself, Lord. You are the great I am. Hallelujah. We praise you,
Give him
Lord, and give you all the
worship.
glory, Lord. Hallelujah,
Give him
hallelujah.
worship.
Yes, Lord, you are God alone, all by yourself, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the beginning and also to the end, Lord. You are the Alpha and the Omega.
Put your hand over
Lord,
your
we worship
belly
you and we
and
praise
say, deliver me, Lord.
you. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me,
Deliver me,
Lord. Deliver me,
Lord.
Lord. Deliver me,
Deliver me
Lord.
out of my stupor.
Deliver me out of my stupor, Lord. Hallelujah.
Deliverance.
Deliver me, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank
Yes,
you,
say
Lord.
deliverance.
Thank you,
I want you to
Lord.
say
Thank you,
deliverance
Lord.
seven times, and we're going to count one, deliverance, number one, deliverance.
Deliverance.
Deliverance
Deliverance.
two, deliverance
Deliverance.
three, deliverance four,
Deliverance.
deliverance five,
Deliverance.
deliverance six. Shout to
Deliverance.
the Lord, deliverance.
Deliverance. Thank you, Lord. Hey, Shalama Shatoyo Baba Bahaya Sataya Sana Mahaya
Praise
Shototo.
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Praise
Lord.
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
you, Jesus.
Hey, the Mashaya Sataya
Praise you,
Sana
Jesus.
Mahosho Torobohoyo Mamaya
Praise you,
Sataya
Jesus.
Selebihihi.
Praise you,
Oh,
Jesus.
glory to your name,
Praise
Lord.
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
Yes,
you, Jesus.
God. You are the living
Praise you,
God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Salvation coming to
Lord.
your house.
Hallelujah.
Salvation coming to your house.
Thank you, Lord. I receive that,
Salvation
Lord.
coming to your house.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Salvation
Yes,
coming to
Lord.
your
Yes,
house.
Lord. Yes,
Supernatural salvation coming to your house. Supernatural deliverance coming to your house. Supernatural restoration coming to your house. The
Hallelujah.
joy
I
of the Lord is your
receive.
strength. The
I
joy of the Lord
receive.
is your strength.
Yes,
The joy of the Lord
yes,
is your
Lord.
strength. The
Yes,
supernatural has been released. The
yes,
supernatural
Shalom
has been released. The joy will open up the
Ashataya,
kingdom of God into your breath. The joy will open up the kingdom of God in your
Shalom
home. The joy,
Yes,
the joy, the joy. If you
yes,
need joy
yes,
tonight,
yes,
if you need joy,
yes,
whoever that needs joy on the line
yes,
or going to listen to the recording, lift your
yes,
hand and say, the joy
yes,
of the Lord is my strength.
yes, 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 yes. Holy God, holy are you,
When
Heavenly
you say that
Father.
the fire of God is going to hit your
Yes,
house, it's going to hit your house, it's going to hit your doorpost, it's going to hit
Shataya
you in your car, it's going to hit
Yes,
you on the job,
Lord.
it's going to hit
Yes,
your
Lord.
family.
Yes.
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen and amen and
Amen.
amen.
We talking
Hallelujah.
about supernatural joy.
Yes,
We talking about the joy of
Shalamaya
the Lord.
yes,
We talking
yes,
about
yes, yes,
supernatural
yes, yes,
peace.
yes, yes.
Where you don't have any
Hallelujah.
peace, I declare peace. Peace in the home. Peace in the
Hallelujah.
atmosphere.
Glory,
Peace.
glory, glory
Peace.
to your name, Lord.
Saturation of peace. I declare peace in
Hallelujah.
the family. I declare
Yes.
peace in the man, knowing who he
Yes.
is in Christ Jesus. I declare
Yes.
peace in the woman. Peace in the
Yes.
children. Father,
Hallelujah.
let
Jesus.
there be light.
Hallelujah.
Let
Yes,
there be
Shalama
light.
Sataya
Light bring forth
Yes.
peace, joy, harmony in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Every
Hallelujah.
divorce family, people who talking about divorce, I come against that in the name of Jesus. I speak
Yes, Lord,
life
you
into
can
the
do it.
situation. Husband
Yes,
and wife
Lord.
coming together, speaking together. Do not go to bed in argument.
Hallelujah.
Allah forgiving each other.
Glory, God. Glory, glory,
Husband, your
glory,
wife is
glory.
your rib. God took him from out of your rib. Nurture her, nurture her. Wife, wife,
Yes, God.
wife. Remember that you're the weaker vessel.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ,
Yes,
Almighty
Lord.
God.
Lord,
Restoration in the family tonight,
you
God.
are holy, God.
Supernatural restoration.
You are righteous, Lord.
Supernatural restoration.
Yes, Lord.
Supernatural
Yes,
restoration.
Lord.
Supernatural deliverance. Supernatural joy. Family restoration. Family restoration. Financial restoration. The
Thank
wealth of the sinner
you,
is laid up for the just. Father, we call now the supernatural into the natural. Father, we call now
Lord.
that your kingdom will come and come on this earth. Father, we call it now that every stumbling block will remove out of our way.
Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, sure. Thank you, Lord.
Lamanikotelebatandelebai.
Lord, worship you. Thank
Lamokandele bo
you,
ikelebasata.
Lord. Yes,
Karamandele kitasholabai. Makone yana mahindi malabo. Kenamatekelebosikilebabalaba. I speak no Lord. Hey Stephanie, how you doing? Is it Steph D? What is it, Steph D? Steph D, can I hear you? Can I hear your voice? I can hear you.
You hear me now? You hear me?
I hear you very loud and clear. How are you tonight?
I'm good.
You doing good? You are. Okay, well, talk to me. In the name of Jesus.
I'm just
I come right into your heart. I come right into your heart. I come right into your heart. I come right into your heart and I break from the lungs all the way into your belly. When's your last time that you go see your doctor? When's the last time you go to see your doctor? You scared of going to doctors? You don't like doctors? You don't like doctors?
Not really.
Well, you gotta make it real. You can't be not liking doctors. That's why Jesus had the physician. Jesus walked with Luke.
Right.
And some of us don't like to go to the doctor because you don't want to hear what the doctor have to say. Right?
I
Sometimes.
just I well, yes and no. Yes and no.
How are you feeling when you go to bed and get up in the morning? Do you feel revived or you feel tired and weak, depressed, and feel beat up?
Probably beat up. Yes. Beat up.
So sometimes when a person feel like they beat up is because they're worrying about the unknown, right?
Yeah,
That's
that's
why you
true.
feel, that's why you do, you just want to feel about worrying about the unknown, huh? Well, let me tell you about the unknown. You really don't know the unknown. I don't really think you do. None of us do. So what we have to do is to rely on the word of God that know the unknown. Because what's going on with you right now, you need a supernatural encounter.
Yeah, I've been praying for one.
Get to, honey, you need a supernatural encounter from the generation to the generation to the generation. From you were born out of his mother's womb, you are looking for love, and you feel like there is no love, and you're like, you know what? You read about the word of rejection. You read about the spirit of rejection. Have you ever been through rejection when you're growing up and you feel rejected? Now, honey, let me tell you. I have been rejected from my daddy. I've been rejected from people who I love. And there's only one person honey, sometimes we look for love in the wrong places, and that's what you're doing. You can't trust everybody with your heart, okay, honey?
Right.
The only person one-on-one, look at me right now. Look at me, look at me, look at me. Open your eyes and look at me. Take away that little thing from your face and look at me. The only person you can trust at this very moment in your life is Jesus Christ.
Right.
Once you trust him, and when people come in like they do and hurt you, I mean, they just fall like water off your back. You know why? Because you know that Jesus loves you. You know that he loves you. And the spirit of rejection, it's not nice, but you could go through it. And you could put your hand up and you could say, Lord, like I did, I thank you for what I've been through. And this time next year, write it down. You're going to thank God. How old are you now? About 35, 34?
Oh, I wish.
How old are
40.
you?
I'm 40. Shoot, I was thinking about it today. I'm 42.
Well, you don't look 42.
Thank you.
You're lucky I didn't say 25.
Yes.
Yeah, but with that dreadlock here, you could put on like 10 more years. You know what I'm saying? But let the peace of God touch you tonight. You know how you're hurt? I'm not gonna call it out, but there's so many. From mommy to daddy to family members. And you're saying to yourself, but I'm a good person. But you know what happened? The devil sets us up and put us with people. That's sometimes we think they're gonna love us, but they hurt us. And you know what? I believe strongly for me. It's for me. It's made me to be a better person, a person of compassion, a person of love, a person that could give joy to somebody else just by talking to them, a person that I could look them in the eye and the Spirit of God show me what's going on in their heart. I could look them in the eyes and I could either hug them and kiss them and said, you know what? I've been there. I've been through those situations. I know what's going on. And this is what I did. I have to fall in love with God. The smoking will not help. The drinking will not help. The cussing and the fighting and running for love in every corner is not going to help. Only Him. Only Jesus Christ. Because if you listen to people and follow people and want them to love you, they love you today only for what you got. And if you don't have it to give them tomorrow, they don't love you no more. Nah. Those are situations that you're going through right now. You know what I mean?
Somewhat. I'm trying to put it together, but somewhat.
You can't put it together. You can't put it together. What is
I
it?
can't. I
You
know.
can't. You can't. Oh, honey.
I
Honey.
because
I
when you
try to put
when
it together.
right
I
because
try
when
to put
you
it together.
yeah because
Do
when you
you know
said
Keeney
looking
Park?
for love,
You know anything about Hartford?
no,
Where are you located?
I'm located at Palm Coast.
You live in Palm Coast?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. You're right in my backyard. So we are neighbors one to another. So somebody in Palm Coast have to tell you about me being online.
Right, Gloria.
Okay, so I've been in a situation like you 50%, and I thought that everything was going to be okay if I take myself out. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. The hurt and the heartache that you feel, only God can mend it. Men have nothing to give to you. Hurt is always going to be there. But to soothe that hurt is Jesus Christ. He did that for me. And he will do that for you. And the glory of the Lord is all over you. And you're saying, what is that? Because you feel this cool breeze and you're like, what is that? What's, but that's the essence and the presence of the Holy Spirit. That's the presence of the Holy Spirit. And when you go to bed tonight, you're going to get dreams. You're going to wake up in the morning and you're not going to be able to even cipher those dreams, meaning you won't understand. So you're going to have to find somebody. Because dreams are going to come, but you already start dreaming already, but you don't know how to interpret. So you're getting confused, right?
Somewhat, yeah.
So you're going to have to find somebody who can actually interpret those dreams for you, okay? I'm not going to say it's going to be me, but find somebody in your spectrum who you trust. So we're going to pray. And I want you to put your hand like this. Over your head like this. Do you get headaches sometimes? I put my hand up here. I put my hand up here and I feel like a heaviness in your head. Oh my God. Do you get headaches? Is it migraines?
No.
You get headaches? Your forehead feels something like in boo 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 boo. Does it, what's going on in your head?
Nothing I can think of, but only thing is my back and my shoulders. But other than that, I used to. I did have a head injury like years ago, but
That's what I'm saying. When I'm getting ready to put my hand up there, I feel something going on in the head. So you had a head injury, you said one time?
Yeah, from a car accident, but it was years ago.
So I wonder if the head is kind of making the back, because the back is out of line.
Yeah, it is. It is. It
So okay,
is.
so I want you to straighten up like this. Straighten up, because when the Father reveals information to me, he wants to take your what he reveals. Because when I put my hand on my forehead like this, I feel something going through your head. So now you're telling me you had a car accident, and so your back needs, oh God, so your back is not really level, it's not really lined up. So when you have that accident, it kind of shifts your body, you know what I mean?
It did.
And it breaks it out. So when the chiropractor trying to put it back, it really didn't go back in place. So that's, oh my God. So in the mighty name of Jesus, what I want for you to do is to anoint yourself with oil. Just, hey, when I anoint myself with oil or when I anoint people with oil, it's not a ritual. It's just the word of God declared. Like David, oh, I anoint myself with oil, my cup running. Up. That was just the anointing of God. Okay? That was just the essence of the presence of the Holy Spirit. And that's just what it means. It's not a big ritual. So if I say, get yourself some olive oil, pray over it. You could even pray over it yourself and say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, wherever this oil touched, Lord, I just want you to heal and deliver. And you know what I mean? It's not, you don't have to get too caught up into, no, you know, if I would say my country, because I'm from Jamaica, ism and schism. You don't have to get too caught up in the rituals. Just pray over it. Then pray and then lay hands on your head because it's all started. It's like a nerve condition, a nervous condition. So when you move your head, oh my God, it kind of messed with the back. The back is out of line. Then it goes down into the right leg. Then it's out of line. That is what's going on. One thing messed with the other. So that's why when I put my hand up here, this is where the problem starts. Oh my God. So Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. There it goes. I put my hand up there and I feel the fire of God. Put your right hand up there. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, remove and set that body, set that head in line, that the vertebrae in her back, the bones in her back, twist your back, move your back, will line up in the mighty, hallelujah, name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Just kind of move yourself around, Lord God. We
Jesus,
thank you, Father God, for
Jesus.
supernatural healing now
Yes, in
in
the name of
Jesus'
Jesus.
mighty name.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
You let me know, you let me know, you let me know in the future how that feels, because when I put my hand up here, all I could feel was that tension in my head. And that's why it messed with the back. The head and the back is connected for some reason. I'm not into the bones and all of that. But when I see it, And I'm thanking God for supernatural healing. Thanking God for your back just
Yes.
lying up. So that's why when the Father show me things, I like to ask questions. I like to intervene and to see exactly how to pray. It's like the body of Christ is a hospital. And when people come into the hospital that have problems, the doctor, the surgeon, which is us, supposed to be able to hear from the greater physician, which is Jesus Christ himself, giving information, and we are able to know how to go in and to cut. You know what I'm saying? Just like we come in and you come in with a problem and we don't know the problem, but the Holy Spirit knows how to go in and to shape that problem and to fix that problem. And then we go in with the master surgeon and we start doing surgery. And that's what just happened just now. Father, we give you praise and worship.
Yes,
Father,
Jesus.
we give you thanks for the supernatural.
Yes, Lord
Father,
Jesus.
you are the great I am.
Thank you,
Father,
Lord.
we know nothing. You know all things through
Thank you,
whom we
Jesus.
move and we have our being. Certainly, Almighty God. Certainly. There is no God beside you. I'm going to find a scripture. I was this week, let me try to find it. Is that the life in the blood? Let me tell you, because I wrote it down. Try to find it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Leviticus 11, Leviticus 17, verse 11. Leviticus 17, verse 11. Oh, let your blood flow tonight. Oh, let your blood come in tonight. Let your blood come and wash every single door that's out of line. Bring the water in and clean every muck. And the reason why the Father is going like this tonight by the Spirit is because we have new people online. Not the same people come on every week. They're different people. And then when you come on, the Spirit of God set the stage by ministering to that individual. That is so good. To every person that looks in, you're getting training. You are ministers to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And by you looking in, you're actually being trained. Because what I'm doing, you could go for it and do the same thing. So you're actually getting trained. You're actually getting trained on the supernatural. And that is awesome. You're getting to see that God really lives and he's alive and he's not dead. I never can remember how to pronounce your name. My new daughter, my baby daughter, dear Leila. No, you gotta tell me how to pronounce that name. How do you pronounce that name?
Layla.
That simple? That's easy, Leila?
It's because it could be pronounced Leela or it could be pronounced Layla. My family and my friends call me both.
And what's going on with you today? Why are you so weak and tired and beat and drained? There's so much things going on. Well, you know what? I do understand, and I'm not trying to be mean or rough, but things are going to come. Life problems are going to be there. House is going to feel like it's disrupted. Family members that's not on the same line is going to feel like you're too much and you're out of line, and you just have to just go with the flow. Just ask God to just is a bridle over your mouth. Just ask God to give you peace. I mean, when I look, it's like I see a sword in the house. And then this, oh my God. And In this sword is a lot of disruption, and it's like arguments. And have you ever seen what the sword looked like? It looks like this. And it's like the sword is like a division, you know what I mean? And that's what I see. It's like division in the home.
Wow,
A lot
okay.
of division in the home. And I see the sword, and the sword is like this. It just set like this. And the Father God is telling me that sword is not balanced. It is just not balanced. And you as a stronger believer in the home, just have to make it balance. Just gotta stand in the gap for your family. It may not be easy. Yes, I know that. But we all going through something. Do you know that all week I was not feeling well? I had to do a breathing treatment. I said to my husband this week, "You have to take me to the emergency over there. Look at that, my husband lost his finger. Every time you turn around, it's just like." I said to my husband, he said, "You don't need to go online tonight." And I said, "I'm going online." There come a time where you just have to just say, enough is enough. But you can't latch out. You can't argue because you're getting drained. You're getting tired. You're getting weak. You're
Yeah,
losing sleep.
a lot of times I don't even argue. I say I don't have the energy. I said I don't even have the energy to argue, and I just let it be.
Just gotta trust God. You gotta go to its word, and you gotta spend time some fasting. You gotta fast.
Yeah, I'm fasting now. I've been fasting all month.
But what are you fasting for? What are
I'm
you fasting
fasting
for?
just for the alignment of the Lord, for His will to be done in my life. I'm fasting for
But what I
deliverance.
want you to do is not your will be to done in your life. Forget about your will be done in your life. Go to God about your family. Go to Him about your family. Because if you're in a relationship, you can't work for God in the family because you're going to be beaten up. You're going to be tired. You're going to feel beat up. If your heart is not going to be right, if your family structure is not balanced, you're going to be weak. And that's what I'm seeing. That's a sword, and you're pulling different sides. It's like your sword is gleaming. It's getting ready to be depleted and messed up because your mind, you want to pray, you can't hardly pray. You can't. And you're just crying out and saying, "Lord, kids are making noise, husband is doing this." It's just like I see a sword. I see a sword. I see a sword. I see a sword. Father, bring peace into that house. The house is disrupted. The roof is falling off. One of the biggest foundation, which is the man in the house, is getting weak. It's getting weak. Then the wife, which is the door, she feel like she want to collapse. She said, "Enter in. I can't take it anymore. I just give up." You can't give up. You can't let everybody through that door. You are the door, and you can't let everybody through that door. Father God, fix that roof. Fix that roof, Lord, that the door may able to be function with the inches and with the keys. Lord Jesus Christ, give her the keys to open that door, that our generation and our family will be able to function in the supernatural. Structure around a God with peace and joy and tranquility.
Yes.
break and bind every generational curse. When
Yes.
witchcraft trying to come in, Lord, drive it back with the blood of Jesus. Bring
Hallelujah.
forth the floodgate to just drive it back. Every cry of the enemy that wants to come in, those rituals, break them down in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Break them and sever them. Bring them back to the four corners of the earth. Generational sexual, the incest, the family curse, break it and bind it. But there's a scripture in the Bible says, when that one get delivered, keeps yourself clean. Because you do not want them coming back in with seven times bigger and stronger than the ones that was cast out.
Yes.
Father, we pray tonight. Let your word come forth, your supernatural joy will come upon your people. Father, we know nothing. We prophesy in part because we are nothing. Only you know all things, Father.
You know,
We are nothing, but you are something. And you
yes.
want to bring your children in line with you. So, Father,
Yes, Lord.
bring down the crow in that house, every pot in that house that brings fire that's out of line.
Yes, Lord.
Water, I pray upon it right now. Quenching, firing water in that place. That every dart and every sword, every lying demonic spirit who want to talk about a divorce, break it and bind it up now in the
Yes,
mighty
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Satan, you must obey under the sound of my voice. I
Yes,
command
Lord.
you to flee
Oh, yes, Lord.
and to loose them now. The family belongs to
Family
Jesus.
belongs to
Put your
Jesus.
hand up and say, I and my family belongs to Jesus.
Hold on, baby, hold on.
I
Say
and my family, or
it.
say, my family and I belongs to Jesus.
My family and I belongs to Jesus.
My generation belongs to
My
Jesus.
generation belongs to Jesus.
Father, I give you thanks.
Father, I give you thanks.
And I give you praise
And I give you praise.
for opening up the doors for me now.
Open up the doors for me now.
And I walk right through them, Jesus.
And I walk right through them, Jesus.
In your name.
In your name.
And your name only.
In your name only. Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Son of the Living God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Father, I thank you. Beautiful, beautiful princess. Glory to God. Heavenly Father, a little scholar, love to write. Give her the tools that she needs. That she may be able to go for it and write, okay? Because she loves writing. She, yeah, see, she's just writing. She's just writing. She's gonna be a little writer. So just give her a pencil and her paper and let her write. And when she comes and when she talks to you, don't push this aside. Give her a mic because she's gonna be a speaker. Karara, Ramangala, Sikiderabu, Rabakito, Shaka. She's gonna read and she's gonna speak the articles of God. So when she comes, don't push her away. Give her a mic. Give her even look like a little cup. Let she speak to it because that's going to be her little platform.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
Thank
God.
you.
Praise God. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you worship. I tell you, I see the glory of the Lord over our homes. If you are believing God for your family, I'm telling you tonight, put your hand up to Him and surrender to Him and call out your family name. You don't have to be loud, just call it out. Call it out, the Spirit of God hears you. Call for salvation in your generation. Call it out by generational names if you want, and watch God move and see the supernatural happen. We have an A Donald on the phone, and I love you and I trust God for you. The supernaturals await you. God's opening up door for you. Job on the horizon.
Bang.
Hallelujah. You believe in God for a job?
A better one.
Yeah. It's on the horizon.
Hey, okay. Hey.
Glory to God.
Yes,
I
glory to
see new
God.
work, new jobs on the horizon, A. Donald. What does A mean? What does A mean?
Adrienne.
Adrian, new jobs on the horizon.
Okay.
Glory to God. Just give
Glory.
him praise.
Yes,
Give him thanks.
hallelujah.
Give him
Thank you,
praise.
Lord.
Give
Thank
him
you, Lord.
thanks. How was your stomach?
Yes.
How's your stomach? Do you get biliousness sometimes?
What'd you say again?
How's your stomach? You feel bilious? Like people, they say billions, or you know what they say, like heartburn.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I mean, Lord, you're burning up my stomach. Ew. My gosh.
Yes.
You
Yes.
eating? Do you
It's
eat a lot
kind
of grease? Why is
of, I've been
so
eating
many?
fast food, but yes. And then
Well, stop that, because you know what? It's in flames, girl. Yeah, I'm like, you come over here and I feel the flame up in my belly. Ooh.
Right.
So stop eating all and fried food if you have to. Lord. Yeah.
Wow.
No, because you know what? With a stomach like that, it would be detrimental.
Oh, gee.
So you don't want that, right?
I don't. I do not, but I do understand what you're saying. I do.
Yes. You feel like you have a lot of heartburn sometimes, huh?
I'm on medication for
I mean, it's like
it.
you take the medication all the time, or you
Yeah.
don't take it?
No, I take it. But I think it's more of an allergy as well.
It's food. It's look, for me, it's the wrong kind of food that you eat. Okay. So we need to cut out all them little grease stuff, okay?
Yes,
And
ma'am.
yes, eat our fruits and vegetables. Because you have flame and girl, inflammation in the stomach. So that needs to be clean. Gotta be cleaned out. And you see those pills that they give to us? It's not gonna work. This one doctor told me those pills can give, especially the C word. It can. So try all your best to
Wow.
stay off of those pills. Continue taking them. I'm not telling you to get off of them, but you wanna have the natural remedy. Who's gonna keep your body, your stomach? Because your stomach is inflamed, and that's why you feel like you want to puke. You know what I mean? I don't want to do that.
I
I
understand.
can't do that. But honey,
It
Father, in
happened
the
to feel
name of
like,
Jesus, you gotta
yes.
speak to her. You gotta be obedient.
I do.
You gotta be obedient. Look, you're not in the wrong class. You're in the class with me, and I'm just telling you what I need to do, just like you. But when you come, I see fire in that belly. And I'm like, oh God, don't tell me I have a second person like myself. I'm behaving myself. I'm trying to eat my fruits and vegetables. And I'm telling you what the Father told me. And I'm going to tell you the same thing what he told me. He told me not only to have a Mediterranean diet, but everything that I have is supposed to be alkaline. I never know what that word meant. He told me that about my daughter. My daughter was going through some stuff and I didn't know what to tell her. And he
That's
said, tell her to have an alkaline diet. And I told my daughter, don't you know that's the same thing the doctor told her? An alkaline diet.
That's funny you said that because I have been going on a gluten free and we're ordering and I need to do right and anti-inflammatory diet. So I know.
Fruits and vegetables and grains and water. And less salt and less sugar. I was just telling my husband this morning, even yesterday, those things bring mucus in the body. And what you have in your body right now is a lot of that needs to come out. You gotta get it cleaned out. That means you gotta go to the bathroom, you gotta flush it out. Because your stomach is in flames.
Okay.
And you don't want to have cancer in your belly, right?
No, I do not.
Right. So flush it out. Flush out your belly. And you flush out your belly. Flush out your belly. And it's gonna come from your lungs down into your belly. Flush it out. Your hearing, this ears. Take the oil. Take the oil and put it on your ears and ask God to open up your ears because it's like you're losing your hearing. You know what I mean? People saying, "You're hearing?" And you'll be like, "Ah, I didn't hear that." So
I wasn't sure what that was because I have an eye issue as well. And I wasn't sure if that was come from the sugar or the gluten with my ear. Because I don't know. That's what I was trying to figure out because every time I eat sugar or gluten,
it's like you're
that's
losing a part of the
probably.
earring, because that's what I say. It's like you look like I'm losing a part, like water is getting in it. You know what I mean? And something you can't hear, something like it's bubbling. It's not really bubble, but it's like you hear like sounds. You know what I mean?
It's like
Maybe
a
something like
yes,
that.
that's it, yeah, that's it, yeah.
That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing, and that's what it is. That's what it is. Yishakunamakutalaba. Father, just do an overall on her, Father.
Hallelujah.
Her
Thank
blood pressure, her sugar, her eyes,
you. Hallelujah.
her hearing,
Yes, Lord.
her belly, her chest. Oh my God, her chest. What's wrong with her chest?
Jesus.
You feel like your heart race sometimes?
Sometimes if I don't sleep well, it does.
Your heart race, honey. You know what? God is keeping you.
Wait a
Because the
minute.
devil's trying to take you out.
Whoa,
Try it
boy.
all the time. But God is keeping you. You pray and you stop. And you pray and you stop. And you know what? When you pray, the
I
devil
can't.
get confused.
I tired of them.
The devil. Hey, so that's why the enemy does not want you to pray. Because when you pray, you are tearing down it. Lord God. You are a prayer warrior. My
I
God.
can't shock up to this.
Money, ah. You are a prayer warrior. So tell him what the devil does. He confuses you. He takes you off guard. Hey, glory to God. Hey, I could go all night, minister all night like this. He takes you off guard. You know why he takes you off guard? Because when you go into his camp, and when you target practice on his head, he back off for a moment. And then you feel so good. And you stop. And he come right back. And he knock you for six. Let me tell you something tonight. Look at my eyes.
I'm looking.
You go in on a 24/7. He doesn't have to be 24/7 times. He said, how many hours make a day? 24 hours? It doesn't have to be 24 hours. People go over there, ritual top, but they pray in 24 hours. Now, all you need, if it's even 1 second of prayer, your 1 second of prayer, the devil run all over the place and start screaming because you are a powerful warrior in the spirit. You watch, you
Thank
used
you,
to watch your
Lord.
grandma pray, huh? You used to watch your grandmother
Hallelujah.
pray? You used to watch
She
your grandmother
used to
pray?
pray so much about my mom.
Because
Yeah,
I
my
see
mom.
this older person and I'm like, ooh. You come out of a praying family. And the lady tie up her head. And she's over there and she praying. And she warned, don't be crazy when she put on that white thing on top of her head and start praying. You talking about supernatural. What country are you from?
No, I'm from here. I'm from here, the US.
Okay, so where your family from? Where your grandmother and your mother from?
They're all from here, from the United States.
Yeah, but are
From
they
what I
from down
know,
south?
I don't know where my father's
But
people are
man, I'm not talking
from.
about your father. I'm talking about your mama, your grandma. Is they from down south?
No.
Where they from?
Daytona in Florida. It
That's where
might
they
be
were
something. If
born.
I could think my grandmother people are in South,
But
maybe some in
look,
South
I see
Carolina.
this lady. I see this lady. And she have her head all tied up.
They would literally become a way station.
That lady goes into the temple.
Money
And that
changer.
woman prayed for her family.
So the person has an empty bank account. I wonder if I don't, because the only person that, well, I don't know. I know we have a great aunt,
So the customer is in the
but
process.
she's on
That
my
lady
father's
prayed for
side.
her family,
The
and
reality
that's
is
why
kind
you
of she
ain't
does.
dead, honey.
Oh, geez.
Now you could have been taking on a lot of time because you are disobedient. So now we repent. We did repent because I know I repent. Because I look, I repent every single day. I repent. So you just repent
Typically, literally the
and
prayer in the
just move
name of Jesus.
on and thank God that you get another
Thank
chance and
God.
another day.
Yes. Yes.
Because
Thank you,
you
Lord.
are
Thank you, Lord.
talking. Who's
Electronically
talking?
every single time.
Oh,
I,
see,
you
look,
got
I hear talking
to
in the phone. When you come on the line, you better turn off that phone. Let me be able to hear from God. I don't want to hear about nobody's phone. Okay? In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, you have to start praying. You got to start praying. You got to trust God with every fiber of your being.
Hey.
Go into your belly. Go into your, I'm telling you, it is so serious. Your belly is in flames. And the enemy wants to take you out because of that belly. So you got to eat right. You got to flush it out. Flush out your system. Take care of your heart. Pray over your ears. Anoint your ears with oil. Anoint your whole body with oil.
Yes.
Talk to God every day.
Yes.
Talk to him every single
Amen.
day of the hour. Father God, I need you. I need healing in
Yes.
my body.
Right. Yeah.
I
Yes.
need healing in my body, Lord. I'm going to obey you, Lord Jesus. I need healing. I
Hey.
need healing,
Yes,
Lord.
Lord.
I need
Healing, Lord. I
healing.
need
I
healing,
need
Lord.
healing. You
I
got to
need
tell me you
healing,
need to be
Lord.
healed. 1 Peter 2:24,
Yes.
Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. Father God, I need healing. I
In
need
the name
healing.
of
Your word
Jesus, healing,
declares
Lord.
that healing is the children's
We
bread.
pray. Yes, Lord.
I need
I
healing.
need healing,
I
Lord.
need
Right now,
healing.
Lord.
I
Healing,
need
Lord.
healing.
I need
I
healing.
need it. I need it.
Ooh.
I need it.
I need it,
Glory.
Lord. Hey.
Oh, hey.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you for the healing, Lord. Thank you for the healing.
Father, we thank
Jesus.
you.
Thank you,
Father, we
Lord.
thank you. Matthew 22 to 28. Healing is the children's bread.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
we need healing. We thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight, God. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We give you
Thank you,
the
Lord.
highest
The
praise.
highest
Hallelujah,
praise.
hallelujah, hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to
Yes, Lord.
God.
Yes, Lord.
Send
Yes,
your fire
Lord.
into our homes. Send your fire on the
Hallelujah.
highways, on the byways.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you and we worship you. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for waking up in the morning. Thank you, Father God. Release your holy angels in our house. Release them on our doorposts. Release them, release them, release them, release them, release them, release them, release them now. Father, we love you and we thank you for your son, Christ Jesus. I bow before you and we say, your will be done. Thy kingdom come in heaven, bring it to earth. We love you. Seal every single person tonight. Heal them and deliver them. Take them into the palm of your hands. We know that you are the God that's more than enough. Tonight, we give you praise. And tonight, we give you worship. There is no other God. Yes, it is, honey. It was a good evening. Oh, my God. There is no other God beside you. Tell every single person that you know that need a breakthrough. The person that give you the information tonight, I don't have all your numbers. Get my numbers. Get my number from that person. Send it over to me with your email that we could put you, that Sonia could put you in our email, and I could put you on my phone. When Sonia sent out the messages, I usually do a follow-up. This evening, the devil tries to mess with things. My husband did the right date. Sonia, I don't know if Sonia sent out her stuff, and I try to release it on my side. And instead of sending out the right date on my side, I send out the wrong date. But it's one something previous. Let's see. And someone tell me, send to me and said, are we gonna be on tonight? Or is it for the right one? Or I'm like, oh, okay. So I was able to go out and resend it. Hey, you have a supernatural night, like I said. Know anybody that needs prayer? Wanna feel the essence of the Holy Spirit? Just tell them about the call when we're on. Just give the number to them. Or transfer that line over to them that they may be able to come on and experience the anointing of God, experience the power of God. God is good. He's real. You feel it. You know it. I feel the fire tonight. Have a great night. The supernatural awaits you. Night, Shorty. I love you, my bro. God bless every single person. Online or offline, whether I see you or not. May the blessings of the Lord run after you. You're going to be going this weekend to the meeting? Yeah. Have a good meeting. Yes, you. Have a good meeting. I heard today that there was going to be a meeting. So the 24th and the 25th, something like that. So have a good night. Have a good time. I'll be praying for you guys in that meeting. May the supernatural come and touch you. And remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. I love every single person. I love y'all. Stephanie, I love you. Is it Nadine? I love you. A. Donald, all my babies, all the ones, my Claudette, my hugs and kisses, my Sonia, oh, my Dusty, oh, Lord. Navi, I love you guys. I love you, love you, love you. Pray for me. I was not doing good. But God really restore.
Amen.
And I just want to thank everybody. Gloria, I love you, my sweetheart.
Love you too.
I love you. Have a great night, everyone.